Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Mashiach Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas, Parshiyos, Bahar, B'chukosai, Topshin, Pevov. So we're going to learn the Mashiach Chachma, Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Tes, the second piece on that Pasuk. The Torah says, after the Parsh of Shemitah and Pasuk Ches, B'safartu l'cha sheva shabsei shonim. Now that you have a Shemitah cycle of 7 years, count seven of those cycles, seven times 7 years, Teisha v'arboim shana. Pasuk Tes. What do you do in the 50th year? V'avarta shifar trua b'chidish ha-shvi. Rashi says, havarta is a loshan achroz, an announcement, proclamation. Shifar trua, with the shifar. In the 7th month, Tishrei, v'asar l'chidish, the 10th of the month. B'yoy makipurim, anyam kippur, Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzachem. So the Pasuk seems to be redundant. It says the 10th of the month, of the 7th month. Well, we know that's Yom Kippur. And then it says the second time, Taviru Shofar. So Rashi brings down, Mimashma Shenemar B'yom Kippurim, don't I know, it's the 10th of the month, as the Torah's Kainim asks. It's coming to tell me a Chiddush, that the Tekiya of Eser L'Chodesh, of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, is Doiche Shabbos B'chol Artzachem. As opposed to Tkiyas Rosh Hashanah, is not Doicha Shabbos B'chol Artzachem, only in Beis Din Bilvad. That's the Lashon of Teres Kanim. The Meir Simcha, in the first piece on this Pasuk, handles this Teres Kanim, Ba'arichos, Yehuyin Sham, if you wish. But we are going to see the second piece on this Pasuk. So Meir Simcha brings the Teres Kanim, flipped from Rashi. Rashi says, if it says Yom Kippur, don't I know it's the 10th of the month. He brings the Teres Kanim. So we have a question. Why does the Torah have to say it twice, the 10th of the month, on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva on all Averis. It's really Shitas Rebbe in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Shavuos. Itzumai Shel Yom is Mechaper. The day itself is Mechaper, even without doing Tshuva. Ulam. However, the Gemara there in Shavuah says as follows: Ma deshayach lekedushas hayoyim, Omar de'en yom kippurim mechaper b'loy tshuva, k'moy lekaru mikra kodesh v'loyis anavoy v'chulei. The Gemara over there brings one brisa that says the yom kippurim is mechaper. The yom kippurim is mechaper only on shavim and not on enim shavim. Only on people do tshuva. And another brisa that says, Yochel lo yom kippur mechaper elim kenis anaboy, v'kar mikra kodesh, v'lo yosa b'melacha. I would think yom kippur is mechaper only if you fasted, and you kar mikra kodesh, and you didn't do melacha. But let's say you didn't fast, and you weren't kar mikra kodesh, and you didn't do melacha, and you did melacha. How do you know yom kippur is mechaper? Tamaloy me yom kippurim ho mikol makoyim. So we have a stira here between different brises. So first we answer Ha Rabbi Ha Rabbanan. There's a difference in Tanaim. Amar Abaye Loikasha. I'm sorry, Rava Amar Hava Ha Rabbi. No, it's both Rabbi. Umay the Rabbi Bikaris the Yoima. A Rabbi agrees by Karis of Yom Kippur itself. Says Rashi. Ha Disanya Kamaisa Deina Mechaper Shein and Shavim. The first brisa that says Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. On those who don't do tshuva, meaning you have to do tshuva for Yom Kippur to work. That's Bikarish Yom Kippurim Kamar. That's Karis for the Averis of Yom Kippur. Shal Inoy v'shal Melacha, if you didn't do the Inuyim, if you did Melacha. So if you did Chiyuve Krisos on Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper for its own Averis without tshuva. Aval Kol Shar Averis, but the rest of your Averis, Mechaper, it's mechaper afa pishasa by malacha v'lo yisanim by. Even if you did malacha, as the second brisa says, even if you did malacha and you were not misana, you didn't do the inoy v'lo kara mikra kodesh, still Yom Kippur is mechaper. The yom itself is mechaper for other averas. Though there's a difference between other averas and the averas that have to do with kedushas hayoyim. So Meir Simcha says, Ulam Madis Shayach LeKedusha Sayoyim. Those Averis that have to do with the Kedusha of Yom Kippur itself. Omar, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper V'Lei Tshuva, that you have to do Tshuva for. Kimoi, like Kara Mikra Kodesh V'Lei Is'anaboy, like we said, the Brisa says, it's Mechaper Mikol Mokim. Yom Kippurim Hu Mikol Mokim. I'm sorry, Yom Kippur Mikol Mokim tells me that it's Bechaper for other Averis, even if you were not Misana. But again, those that are Negeah to the Inui Hayoim. So what Meir Simcha is doing here, when you look at the Gemara, this Braisa that says, Loikar Mikra Kaidish V'loi Hisana, that Braisa was telling us that even if you didn't do those things, Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the other Averis. Meir Simcha is saying, but for the Averis of Yom Kippur itself, of Loikara Mikra Kodesh, Loyisana Boy, and you did Melacha, those Averis themselves, like the first Braisa says, is only if you did Tshuva. Belochain, so Meir Simcha says, Amar Dika Chiddush here, Amar, the Torah is telling us, Shavara Shofar, the blowing of the Shofar, and Yom Kippur of Yovel. What is that? Nechshav mi kedushas hayoim. That is considered kedushas hayoim. Just like you have to fast on Yom Kippur, and you can't do malach on Yom Kippur, and you have to be mikra kodesh on Yom Kippur. By the way, what does mikra kodesh mean? Rashi says over there it means that you're mekabel to say in the brachas, mikadesh Yisrael, v'yoyim ha-kippurim. Taisus doesn't like that. Taisus says it's talking about that when a person doesn't do Malach and Yom Kippur, he has to have in mind he's doing it because Bezdin was Mekadesh as Yom Kippur, and not because you're just lazy. But either way, those things have to do with the Kedushas Hayayim of Yom Kippur. The Torah is Mekadesh here. Blowing the Shofar on Yovel, Yom Kippur, is part of Kedushas Hayayim. The Imloy Taku B'Shofar. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is if you don't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper B'Loy Tshuva. Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper for that Aver B'Loy Tshuva, Shezeh Shayach L'Kaboros Hayoyim. So for example, it's Yom Kippur, and a person is eating on Yom Kippur, and a person is doing Malach on Yom Kippur, and a person's not doing Mikra Kodesh on Yom Kippur. And he also, for example, doesn't bench on Yom Kippur. He eats and he doesn't bench. Right? Maybe that's not a good example. He's not supposed to be eating. He shouldn't be benching. What's another Avera? He does another Avera on Yom Kippur. And in Shemayim, they say, well, the Averas that have to do with Kedushas Hayoyim, the fact that he didn't do Malacha, I mean that he did malacha, I'm sorry, he wasn't shavus from malacha. The fact that he ate, the fact that he didn't do mikra kodesh, I'm sorry. That's the essence of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur can't be mechaper without tshuva and things that are steer to his essence. But the other avera that he did on Yom Kippur, he stole from somebody on Yom Kippur, he hit somebody on Yom Kippur, those averas, well, that's a side avera. That's not part of Kedushas Hayoyim, Itzuma Shel Yoyim. So in Shemayim, they'll say, oh, the Maase, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but like Tshuva. But what if they didn't blow the Shofar of Yovel? Is that a Yom Kippur Dikadin, or is that a Zayt Dikadin? And that, the Torah is Mechadish to us, Shezeh Shayich LeKaporas Hayoyim. It's in the Itzuma Shel Yoyim. It's not just random that it happens to be on the 10th of the month of Tishrei is when we free the slaves and we blow the shofar. No, it has to do with the Yom Kippur itself. Now, 1 second. There's other halachas of Yovel. There's blowing the shofar. There's sending away the avodim. There's returning fields that have been sold in the last 49 years and you return them back to the original owner. So 1 second, what about those? Do those have to do with Itzuma Shel Yoyim or not? What if we don't do Chazara Sos Deachuzos? I refuse to give it back. Or I don't send out my Eved. is Yom Kippur Mechaper or not? So Zokter Meir Simcha, V'lechein Kosov Ze Al Tkiyas Shofar Levad. The Torah only wrote this by Tkiyas Shofar. Lo Yal Shiluach Avodim V'chazara Stei Achuzois. She Ze Dvarim Shemein Adam L'chaver V'en Yom Kippur Mechaper B'chol Averis. Zokter Meir Simcha, the Torah didn't have to tell us the Yom Kippur will not be Mechaper if you didn't send out your Eved and you didn't get back the field. Why? Those are Ben Adam L'chaveridik Averis. Yom Kippur is anyways not Mechaper Ben Adam L'chaveridik Averis. So you don't have to tell me that. Blowing the shofar, that's not a Ben Adam L'chaveridik Avera. L'chaira, that is a Ben Adam L'makom. The Torah gave a mitzvah to blow the shofar and announce Yoivah. Now this might get into a very technical shaila. What happened if you don't blow the shofar? Do the Avodim go free or not? There's two separate things here. There's blowing the shofar, that is the Bein Adam L'makom. The Bein Adam L'makom halacha blowing the shofar. And therefore the Torah had to be mechadish to us. That is Yom Kippur Dikadin, and if you don't blow it, Yom Kippur can't be mechaper. There's others dining of Yovel. What about them? Shiluach Avodim and Chazer Estei Achuzais. Is Yom Kippur mechaper for that? So the Meir Simcha was on the Geya. Those are Ben Adam L'chaver. Yom Kippur is anyways not mechaper. And a Ben Adam L'chaver, a Dik Aver, if you don't do tshuva. Havadi, you got to go fix up what you did, and then Yom Kippur could be mechaper. So that's why the Torah didn't say it. Meir Dik HaChiddush. Uvezeh Yivur Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah. Well, this we can understand Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. Which is one of the reasons I want to do this Rameir Simcha, this Meshach Chachma. Because of this Yerushalmi, we learned not long ago, it's in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi is making a Siyam and Tainis, I think the Shabbos Bez Hashem. This is the Masechta before Rosh Hashanah. So parak Gimel, Halacha Hei. Over here, the Gemara says as follows. Maridika Gemara. Gemara is going on our Psukim here. Yovel hi. It's Yovel, says the Pasuk. Afal pishle yishmitu, afal pishle taku bashofar. Do we say, even if you didn't give back the fields or blow the shofar, it's still Yovel? O yachal, afal pishle shilcha avadim. Or maybe it tells us that it's Yovel even if you didn't send out the avadim. Meaning to say, what is the integral to Yovel? Tamalay marhi divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Yovel is only Yovel if you sent out the Avodim. If you didn't send away your Avodim, it's not Yovel. But if you sent away your Avodim, even if you didn't give back fields, and you didn't blow the shofar, it's still a din of Yovel. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, no, the opposite. Yovel afal pishle shmitu, afal pishle shilcha Avodim. It's Yovel whether you give back the fields, or even if you don't send the Avodim, it doesn't make a difference. Ah, yochel afal pishle taku b'shofar, tamaloy marhi. So to make Yovel, you got to blow the shofar. Rabbi Yossi, Me'ach HaShakosav Toilei Selinyin Tkiya Shofar. One Pasuk says Yovel has to do with Tkiya Shofar. And one Pasuk says has to do with Shiluach Avodim. So why do I say that you could have Yovel without Shiluach Avodim? L'chair, the Torah says you need both. So he says, Rabbi Yossi, She'ef Shiluach Avodim B'lo Shiluach Avodim, Avaliyev Shiluach Avodim Shiluach Tkiya Shofar. It's possible that no one in Klai Yisrael has an Eved. So you're going to tell me if no one has Avadim, it's not Yovel? Because we didn't do the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim? So you see, Shiluach Avadim is not integral to Yovel. So even if we have Avadim and we didn't send them out, it's still a din of Yovel. But everyone has a Shofar, so you can always blow a Shofar. So that must be the integral mitzvah. Davar acher tki shofar tuli bevezdin v'shliach Avadim tali b'chol adam. A davar acher tki shofar is tali in bezdin. Shiluach Avodim is Tali B'chol Adam. So, if we want to make Yovel dependent on something, we're going to leave it up to the actions of Bezdin. Bezdin could blow the shofar and make Yovel. But if we leave it up to all of Klal Yisrael, and we say if they don't send out their Avodim, it's not Yovel, it can't be that Yovel is Tali in the masses like that. Va'asya kihi domer Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak. And this goes like... Now, this is going Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, this till now we're explaining Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda was the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shofar is not integral. Shiluach Avodim is what makes Yovel, sending the Avodim out. Vasik Yidam Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon. Vayitzaveim al Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk in Shmos says, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, Vayitzaveim Bnei Yisrael v'al Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Lohitzias Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Al Matzivim. What did he command them? He commanded Paroi, Lohitzias Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. What's Vayitzaveim al Bnei Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Al Parsha Shiluach Havodim. The mitzvah they got in Mitzrayim was that you have to send away your Havodim in the Yovel year. Or Shemitah year, whenever the Zman is. So Vayitzavim El Bnei Yisrael, what did Tzavim? The Parsha of Shiluach Havodim. Vasek Yidom Rav Hila, and it's going like Rav Hila. What does Rav Hila say? Like Nanshu Yisrael Aparsha Shiluach Havodim. Why were Klai so punished to go into Golos with Churban Beis Hamikdash? Because they didn't do Shiluach Havodim. Hado Dechsiv, like it says in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is telling them why there's going to be a Churban. Miket Sheva Shonim Tishalchu Ish Hazochi Vo Ivri. Then the 7 years you have to send out your brother Ivri, who Ashimachel Lo Avavot Chashev Shonim, and so on and so forth. V'loy Shomu Aviseichem Eilai V'loy Hitu Esosam. And they didn't listen. And because of that, says Yirmiyah, there's going to be a Churban. Tony b'shem Reb Nechemya hoysa kani yaseicher mimerchok tavi lachma divrei Torah aniyim b'mekayimam v'ashim b'makam acher. Reb Nechemya said, mimerchok tavi lachma. Torah sometimes in its place are aniyim. It's not clear. Like it says vayitzavim. He commands them. What do he command them? Doesn't say. Pasuk in Yirmiyah is megalatos that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I commanded you, because it says over there, and over there the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem lekeso anochi karati bris es aviseichem biyoyim moitzio yisal meretz mitzrayim es avodim leimar miket sheva shonim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that when you went out of Mitzrayim as I made this bris with you. So in Yirmiyah the pasuk tells us what it says over there in Parshas Vo'era Vayitzavim al Bnei Yisrael. So Zokter Meir Simcha, Uvezei Yevur Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah. Om Rav Hila Leinan Shisal Parshiluch Avodim Hado Dechsev Miket Shav Hashem Talch Shasei Shaych Evri Ve'inyan. So what's the pshat? Why is Shiluach Avodim so chomer that we have this einish? The Zoyis Aver Sheben Adam LaChaveroi Ve'inyan Makipur Mechaper. Because this is a Ben Adam LaChaveroi, and therefore Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. So Rabbi Yehuda over there says Shofar is Ben Adam LaMakayim. Shaifers Ben Adam LaMakayim. Ben Adam LaMakayim. Yom Kippur, according to Meir Simcha, is an interesting chiddush. Yom Kippur is not mechaper for that. However, it wasn't enough to make a churban. But not sending out the avodim is aver sheben adam LaMakayim ve'in yom kippur mechaper. Ve'afim hoya birtzoina. And even if it was beratzen, meaning to say, Mechatesi over there, the Avodim didn't want to stay. Maybe they wanted to stay. Who says it was that they didn't force them? They forced them to stay. Maybe they wanted to stay. Nira mishum de ikra b'yoyim ha-kippurim. She b'yoyim ha-kippurim toikim u'mashalchim dror. So here Meir Simcha now gives another little twist to it. And he says, this is what I said in the paragraph before, that there's a difference between Shofar and Shiluach Avodim. That Shofar is Yitzumay Shal Yoyim, and therefore Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. Mashenkin Shiluach Avodim, the Torah didn't have to tell us Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, because it's anyways Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. But I haven't yet told you if Shiluach Avodim is also part of Yitzumay Shal Yoyim. And now I'm going to tell you it is. Nira Mishum Di Ikra B'Yoyim HaKippurim. Since Yovel is dependent on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur you blow the shofar to commence the Yovel, and the halachas of Yovel, one of them is Shiluach Avodim. That means to say, says Rav Meir Simcha, Shiluach Avodim is also Ikra B'Yom HaKippurim. When we blow the shofar, send them out. I don't know if you give back the Steachuzah that day, it's Yom Kippur. But Shiluach Avodim you could do. Blow the shofar, send your Eved out. Now he says they're both part of Yitzumay Shal Yoyim. Havi kemili diyam akipurim gufe deyam akipurim mechaper. Uchemaimer b'shvuah, like we said in Shvuah, ma'ida Rabbi Bekar is diyama. V'adin kol mili diyam akipurim gufe deyam akipurim mechaper zeh. It almost sounds like these two pieces were only connected afterwards, and he wrote them on different yisaidis because he's like being repetitive here. But here a Meir Simcha, that's why it could be they don't stim so perfectly together. And like I said, it's an addition now to what he said before. But Meir Simcha is saying a chiddush now. And that is, that not only is the shofar integral to Yom HaKippurim, and that's why the Torah repeats itself and says, B'Yom HaKippurim, it's not just because it's the 10th of the month. B'Yom HaKippurim, it's a din Yom Kippur to blow the shofar. Taviru shofar b'chol ha'artzechem. That's the Itzumah Shal Yom. You fast on Yom Kippur, and you don't do malacha, and you do mikra kodesh, and in Yom you blow the shofar. That's what the Torah is telling you. What's the nafkamina? If you don't do it, you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. And in the second piece, he says, let's look at this Yishalmi in Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that Shiluach Avodim is integral. So now, and that's like Reb Hila, says the Gemara. The Reb Hila says, Klai Tzol's Einish was because they didn't do Shiluach Avodim. Why were they so punished for not doing Shiluach Avodim? What happened? Wasn't Yom Kippur a mechaper for that? Zokter Meir Simcha, first of all, it's a Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You'll say it's not even Aver ben Adam l'chaveroi, because maybe the Avadim wanted to stay. So it's not Aver ben Adam l'chaveroi. And that Meir Simcha now says a new knech. Okay, but it's part of Itzumah Shal Yoyim. If you have to blow the shofar to let them free, and the shofar is Itzumah Shal Yoyim, Shiluach Avadim is also Itzumah Shal Yoyim. Both of them are Itzumah Shal Yoyim, and Taka, Yom Kippur would not be mechaper, and since Yom Kippur was a mechaper, when Kalai Yisrael didn't do their Shiluach Avodim, that Aveira remained, and because of that, there was a Churban. The only Tzorich Ion I have, if we're going with this Yerushalmi, where Meir Simcha saying it, and the Yerushalmi is going to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Shiluach Avodim is ma'akev, but he says Shofar is not ma'akev. Meir Simcha is putting the two together, that the Shofar and the Shiluach Avodim. L'chaira, if they're both part of Yitzumah Shal Yoyim, L'chaira, the way Meir Simcha is explaining it, they should L'chaira both be Ma'akiv in the Din of Yovel. Somehow Rabbi Yehuda still splits them up. This is the Dvarim Noiroim of Meir Simcha here to say Pshat in this Yerushalmi. I want to just be moist of something that has Mamish no Shaychas to this Meir Simcha, but it's Negev to this week's Parsha. And I said it over the second night of Yom Tov Pesach. Over Pesach, I wasn't feeling well, and I didn't really record very much already since Shabbos HaGadol, and I didn't even record the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. But I said a Merit Dikazach. It's Nagia to this week's Parsha. Over here, it's a little bit later. Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, Avodai Heim. Klai Yisrael are Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, the Torah says, V'lei Avodim L'Avodim. So therefore, a Yid can never be sold forever as an Eved, only as an Eved Ivri for a short amount of time. And that's the whole Yisoid of Shiluach Avodim, that even though we have Avodim, but Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, we have to send them out. So, I saw a Meridika piece in the Imre Kohen. Imre Kohen was written, was a Rav in Tarna, I think. Tarno. Rabbi Chil Michal Hollander was killed in the Holocaust, Hashem Yikom Damai. And there's a sefer called Imre Kohen that was put out. He put it out when he was alive. I saw in the Akdam, actually, that my Zeder of Kreizeth says he was once by the author of the Ambuah, the Sifri, Rabbi Yaakov Zev Yoskovitz, and the Mechaber of Hollander was there too. And he says, they were mefapel in Divrei Torah, and the Lashon of my Zeder was, Zgefloigin Taisvesin. Taisvesin were just flying around. They were talking about the sugi of an Oimer's Karev Babama, and Taisvesin were just flying around. A goyin. He was killed in the Holocaust, I think it was in his 30s. So he says, Amar Dika Shtickle in Simen Mem Hei. Now the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, we talked about, we went through a shtickle from Rabbi Yitzchak Perman, so it was like, Zun Tashtak in a Sefer of Yisra Yitzchak, about Dalek Kaisis. Dalek Kaisis has to do with Pirsume Nisa. That was the shtickle, Pirsume Nisa. So the second night of Yantif, after I talked about, well, we talked about something else, I said, I want to be Moisif this piece about Pirsume Nisa. And it's an interesting thing that Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Dalek Kaisis, says that even an Ani, a Misparnis Minat Staka, as we know, even an Ani who has Staka and he doesn't have money for Dalek Kaisis, he has to either sell his begadim, or he has to borrow money, or he has to hire himself out to pay, to make money for Dalek Kaisis. In Hilchas Chanukah, the Mechaber says, An ani amisparim min astaka has to either borrow or sell his ksus to buy shemen for Ner Chanukah. He doesn't say by Ner Chanukah that he has to rent himself out, hire himself out to make some money. Now, the Mishabura says, who had in the same thing? Because what's the difference? It's the same like Dalit Kaisis. But the question is why the Mechaber didn't say it, and the Berhetiv says Mefurush over there that no, by Ner Chanukah, a person is not Mechliyev Lahaskar Atzmai, like by Dalit Kaisis, and it's a Pella. Taka, what's the Chilik? So the Imre Kaim here says a Merdeka Chiddush. And he says, there's a din of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodayhem. Klai Yisrael is not to sell themselves as Avodim. Avodayhem le Avodim la Avodim. Now, for a person to hire himself out, he's allowed to. Because a Poyal is not an Eved. A Poyal is Chayzer B'chatzi Hayayim. If you're a hired worker, middle of the day you decide you don't want to work anymore, your master cannot, the person who hired you can't force you. Because you're not his Eved. A payel is not an eved. Kili b'nei salavodai chayzer b'chatzi ayoyim. If there's losses, you have to figure out what to do with that. But you have a right to stop in the middle. An eved doesn't have a right to stop. Klai sol and not avod. Not avod. Now, so he says, the Rambam says that there are specific cases a person is allowed to sell himself if he's poor and so on and so forth. But a person is not allowed to sell himself to pay back a debt. Let's say I owe someone money. And the only way for me to make any money is to sell myself as an Eved. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to. Why? Because since I have a mitzvah, and he explains this from the Shara Mishpat. The Shara Mishpat says as follows. First of all, you're not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved. The Shara Mishpat's coming to explain, the halacha is, that if I owe someone money, Bezdin cannot force me to hire myself out to make some money. Bezdin can force me to pay, but they can't force me to hire myself out to make some money. Zokta Shara Mishpat, why? Why? Because when a person hires himself out, or sells himself, like the Rambam says, to be Parei HaKoyv, so then that's called an Eved. Because since I have to pay back that debt, and now I'm a Shubah to stay sold or hired, as long as it takes for me to pay back that debt. So that's a stira to being a Ben Chayrin. I have to stay there. The whole mile of a payal is he could retract and he could quit in the middle of the day. But if you're going to force me to be hired out in order to pay back my debt, that means to say I've got to stay as long as that debt is here. So Mimela, that is a problem of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, because I don't have that right to stop in the middle at any time, and therefore we cannot force someone to hire themselves out to pay back a chayv. So Memela, Zokt Imre Kayin, so L'chayr L'gabay Ner Chanukah is the same thing. If I need a certain amount of money to purchase oil for my Ner Chanukah, so if you're going to tell me I'm a chayv to hire myself out, that means I'm stuck there until I earn that amount of money. Being stuck is a stira to Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodahem. A person can't be stuck in such a situation. And therefore, we cannot be mechayev somebody to hire themselves out in order to make money for Ner Chanukah. Sell your ksus. Yeah, borrow money, yeah. But to hire yourself out, that would mean you're stuck there until you make enough money. That's like being stuck there to make enough money to pay your chayiv. The Shara Mishpat said that's a stira to Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, Avodayhem v'le Avodim la'avodim. Oh, so now I have a problem. So what's shat by Dalit Kaisis? What is shat by Dalit Kaisis that a person is mechayiv to hire himself out? So this is a Gemara Dika Chiddush. There's a Gemara Menachas, Memches HaManav. And the Gemara talks about if karbonas get mixed together, and if you do an Aveira in one karbon, in order to be machsher another carbon. So let's say you have oil and a chatas mixed together, and you're going to have to do an aveira in the hakrava, that's an aveira for the chatas, but that'll make it that the oil is good. I remember the exact case over there. You can look it up. So the Gemara says over there, we don't say to a person, get up and do an aveira and a chatas today that you should be zoich in oil. But the Gemara does say, but let's say it was two carbonas chatas. So we're telling you, in the carbon of a chatas, do an aveira in this part, so that the other carbon chatas will be kosher. In the world of chatas, it's an investment in chatas. That, the Gemara says, you do say you do that. You'll do an aveir in chatas for a kasher a chatas. To do an aveir in chatas for a kasher and oila, that's two separate things. You don't say do one aveira in order to get a mitzvah in the oila. So therefore, zakt the imrekai in Amar Dekachedesh. When it comes to all other mitzvahs like Ner Chanukah and etc., so you have a problem. You can't sell yourself because it's a stira kilimene yisal avodim. Avodim b'lay avodim l'avodim. But what's Dalit Kaisais? Dalit Kaisais is connected to Dalit Shaina Shagula. Dalit Kaisais is Miramis Tas, the Dalit Shaina Shagula, which is Miramis Tas ki li b'nei sal avodim avodayim. You are my avodim asher tisei ayitzam eretz Mitzrayim. So now the Dalit Kaisais is Miramis to us that we are free people. So if we're going to tell a person, go hire yourself out to make money for the Dalit Kaisais, so what are you going to say? The guy's going to be stuck in the job until he makes enough money that he has money for the Dalit Kaisais. And in that time, it's a stira tikli b'nei shalavadim. Okay. But what's going to happen when he has money for the Dalit Kaisais? He's going to now be mefarsem that he's not an Eved, that he's a free man. That Avodei HaMasher, Tzisis HaMeretz Mitzrayim. So he's investing and doing something like an Aveira for a Chatas, for a Kasher Chatas. He's selling himself he's hiring himself out, which is Evedik. It's like being an Eved. It's a stira. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodeihem. It's not that, but it's an investment that he should have Dalit Kaisais, which are mefarsem that yes, kili b'nei Yisrael avodeihem v'le avodim l'avodim. And therefore, in such a case, we say to the person, yes, go make yourself an Eved and earn money to have Dalit Kaisais so that you should be able to do the mitzvah of Dalit Kaisais and be mefarsem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and we're free people. It's like saying, do an aveira in a chatas, so you should be zeicha to a chatas, an investment in this parsha of chatas. So this is an investment in doing something wrong, so to speak, of doing a bit of avdos, but for what purpose? So I should be zeicha in the mitzvah that tells me we're not avodim. Ki li b'nei yisrael avodim, that we're taka avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher tzeis meretz Mitzrayim. So therefore, that's when it comes to Dalit Kaisais of Adam Mechab person, Zok de Mechaber is mechuyiv to hire himself out. Aye, what happened to Avdus? Oh, there's no problem, because you're investing in a mitzvah which screams you're not avodim, Dalit Kaisais. And the other mitzvah, like Ner Chanukah, and etc. So over there, you're going to tell me I should be an Eved, so I should be Zayik in Ner Chanukah? They're two separate mitzvahs. I can't do that. So I'm not mechuyiv to hire myself out to earn money for Ner Chanukah, because that is a bit of avdus. It's just Mesukim Midvash, and I had to share it with the Olam, even though it has nothing to do with the Meshech Chachma. However, it has to do at least with Avodim. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.